One night, Froggy the Gator and his family were enjoying a family dinner at their home. "That was delicious," said Froggy the Gator as he wiped away a last bit of mashed potatoes from his face. "Thank you, sweetheart," said Mommy the Gator. "Say, who's ready for dessert?" "I am," Froggy the Gator said. "I always have room for some of your dessert." And as Mommy the Gator headed to the refrigerator, she stopped and asked Daddy the Gator, "Hey, honey, did you show Froggy what you got at the wholesale store today?" Daddy the Gator looked up and said, "Ah, I did not. Thank you for reminding me." He fumbled around in the garage for a minute and came back into the kitchen carrying a huge box. "What is that?" Froggy the Gator asked. "Just wait a second," Daddy the Gator said, and he sat the box down on the floor in the kitchen. As he did, Froggy the Gator walked over to open the box. Inside, he couldn't believe what he saw. "It's a telescope," Froggy said to his dad. "It's a real telescope." "That's right," Daddy the Gator said. "This will allow us to see stars and planets that are light years away. I thought you and your little brother might like this, and I got it on sale," as he winked at Mommy the Gator. "Oh, wow," said Froggy the Gator. And Mommy the Gator then chimed in, "Dessert may still need a couple of minutes to be ready. Why don't the three of you go out back and see what you can spot in the telescope?" "Sounds good to me," said Froggy the Gator. So he, Baby the Gator, and Daddy the Gator all got up from the kitchen table and headed outside. And Daddy the Gator had had a telescope as a kid, so he understood how to set them up really quickly, and he was able to set this telescope up in a matter of seconds. "It's a great night for this," Daddy the Gator said. "There's not a cloud in the sky." "So how does it work?" Froggy the Gator asked his dad. And Daddy the Gator pointed to the lens of the telescope, saying, "You point the telescope at the sky, and you look through this lens, which is called an eyepiece. From here, you'll be able to see the secrets of the cosmos and beyond. Let me just adjust a couple of things real quick, and then you can take a peek." After a few seconds of tinkering around, Daddy the Gator said, "Ah, there, that should do it. Come on over here, Froggy, take a look inside the telescope and tell me what you see." Froggy the Gator put his eye to the eyepiece, and he was immediately transported across the solar system. With the night being so clear and all, seeing as there were no clouds, Froggy the Gator could see the planet Mars. He saw constellations too, like Orion's Belt, with perfect clarity. "The imagery is extraordinary," Froggy said to his dad. And Froggy the Gator's imagination took him to the stars as he pretended to be an astronaut leaping from planet to planet. "I've never seen such detail on these planets," he said in awe. And Froggy the Gator was pretending to wear a special protective astronaut suit that allowed him the ability to leap at the speed of light and discover space as no one ever had. Looking at different planets, he first landed on Mars, the red planet, and he took out his planetary diary to jot down in detail what he saw. "This planet is a dry place," Froggy the Gator said to himself. "Mars is a rocky planet with a solid surface, much like Earth's. It also has two moons that orbit the planet." Looking beyond Mars, Froggy the Gator then leapt to the next planet over, Jupiter. "This planet is huge," Froggy the Gator wrote in his notepad, his interplanetary notepad. "Jupiter is more than twice the size of all the other planets combined. And Jupiter's stripes and swirls are actually cold and windy clouds that are floating in the atmosphere." Then Froggy said, "I see a bunch of moons on this planet." For like Earth and Mars, Jupiter also had moons that orbit the planet. But Jupiter had dozens of them, close to 100 actually. "This place is gigantic," Froggy said as he surveyed Jupiter. "I don't think it's very suitable to stay for long periods of time. I should move on so I can make it back home for dessert." Leaping from Jupiter, Froggy then went to Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun in our solar system. "This planet is also large," he said as he wrote down in his interplanetary journal. "There's a bunch of moons, not unlike Jupiter, but Saturn has something different." "Saturn has rings," said Froggy the Gator, and he leapt into Saturn's orbit and admired the rings. "These rings are enormous. and as he studied the rings, he realized they must be mostly comprised of ice and space particles, and no one was really sure how long they've been there. Like Jupiter, Saturn is composed of gas, so he couldn't imagine himself walking on the surface. Froggy decided it was time to leave Saturn. He didn't want his dessert to get cold after all, but he still wanted to see all of the other planets. This next planet, Froggy wrote in his interplanetary journal, is a bluish-green color, and it's also much bigger than Mars or Earth, Froggy said to himself. Why, this must be Uranus, the third largest planet in our solar system. Like Saturn and Jupiter, it is also made of gas, and its bluish-green color is a combination of the atmosphere, which is made from methane. Just like Jupiter and Saturn, this planet has a ton of moons, Froggy noted in his journal. In fact, right now, I can count at least 20. Froggy the Gator floated from planet to planet throughout the cosmos, and between his planetary jumps, as he was having an incredible time, he noticed some stars and faraway galaxies. Those look like they're too far away for me to jump to, at least for now, Froggy said to himself. Then, out of the corner of his eye, Froggy noticed something. What's that over there? And then Froggy the Gator leapt to the eighth planet in our solar system. Which one was that? Why, it was Neptune, of course. As Froggy orbited around Neptune, he noticed that it was so far away from the sun that it was mostly made out of ice. In fact, it was so far away from the sun that 1 year on Neptune is equivalent to 165 years on Earth. Then Froggy looked down at his logbook, which told him how far he'd traveled, and he realized that he was now approximately 2.7 billion miles away from Earth. I've never been this far away from home, Froggy the Gator said. I better get back before Mom and Dad start to worry. So Froggy the Gator made a huge leap back from Neptune to carry himself the 2.7 billion miles he needed to go to get back to Earth. But he overshot it. He missed Earth and actually went to Venus. That's right, Venus, the yellow planet. And similar to the other planets in our solar system, Venus is a combination of rock and gas, and it's a very hostile environment. I can't see very much down here on Venus, Froggy the Gator said, and it's pretty hot. You see, Venus is thought to be the hottest planet in our solar system, even though it isn't the closest to the sun. The planet's intense temperature is due to its greenhouse effect. So Froggy the Gator left Venus and went to go see the last planet on his journey. He leapt up and landed on Mercury, the closest planet to the sun. Unlike many other planets, Mercury didn't have any moons or any rings. It was like Earth and Mars in that it had a rough, hard surface. Noticing some similarities with Earth, Froggy the Gator said, "The sun is so bright, I can hardly see anything." And he was right. That's because Mercury is only 42 million miles away from the sun. And though that may seem like a long way, it's actually short compared to the Earth, which is 91 million miles away. All right, Froggy the Gator said, that's enough of this. I need to get back home so that I can have some of Mommy the Gator's dessert. And with one big jump, Froggy the Gator leapt from Mercury back to Gator Grove, back on planet Earth. What a wild ride, he said, as he stood up and took a step back from the telescope. What'd you think, Daddy the Gator said. And Froggy the Gator responded, that is the coolest thing that you've ever bought from the wholesale store, Dad. They all went back in the kitchen together, and Mommy the Gator asked Froggy, "Did you enjoy the telescope, Froggy?" And Froggy responded, "I did. In fact, I want to make sure that I eat this dessert nice and quick so I can go back outside and play."